Coming up next, we'll be speaking with Yvonne Liu, Graciela Tanaki, and Alessandra De Almeida, and we'll be talking about their new democracy school initiative, New York City Summer.
We have a couple of announcements before we get into that. On Friday, April 9th at 8 p.m., that's actually tonight, there'll be a performance by Soul Nation at Blue Stockings. Each month, Soul Nation, which is hosted by the Mahina Movement, showcases performances by artists and community leaders. Blue Stockings is located at 172 Allen Street between Stanton and Rivington. Also at Blue Stockings, contributors from How to Get Stupid White Men Out of Office, the book that we were just speaking about, will be appearing on Thursday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. So if you want to find out more information about that book, definitely go check that out at Blue Stockings. Also, really quickly, there's going to be a conference down in Baltimore at Goucher College on South Africans assessing the transformation process, a conference commemorating the 10th anniversary of democratic elections in South Africa. And one of South African's legends, Vusi Mahlasela, dubbed the National Treasure of South Africa, is going to be performing there Saturday, April 17th at 8 p.m. If you want information, you can go to www.goucher.edu or call 410-337-6333.
And we've been talking about, you know, sort of alternative strategies to organizing young people, all people, today on Rise Up Radio. And we're going to turn to a popular education organizing model. NYC Summer is another nonpartisan initiative that hopes to connect and educate young people who are already involved in organizing here in New York City and around the country. This year, NYC Summer will launch the Education and Liberation Project, a democracy school, which will run for 6 weeks in July and August. So joining us here in the studio to talk about this project, it's organizing around the Republican National Convention and sort of the idea of popular education, are Yvonne Liu, Graciela Tanaki, and Alessandra De Almeida. Welcome to you all.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start off. Yvonne, if you can just sort of talk about the genesis of this project, the beginning, how it came to be, and how it's connected to the organizing against the Republican National Convention coming up in New York City.
Sure. Well, we have New York City has a citywide coalition called No RNC Clearinghouse, which started meeting last summer and brainstorming about ways to organize against the RNC. And this NYC Summer came out as a project of the Outreach Working Group of this large clearinghouse coalition, and later became an independent project. And the thought behind it was to create an alternative protest model to what was put into place after Seattle in 1999, which many times people would come together and express their resistance and protest against something by coming to a local area and then staying for a short period of time and afterwards leaving and not really connecting with the local folks and the local issues that the local community faces. So we wanted to create a program that would be more proactive and be more positive and be more rooted in the local struggles of the community. And also, secondly, to also leave behind a generation of young youth activists that could continue the work and strengthen their capabilities to organize in their local communities and also intervene in this critical moment that we're facing right now, you know, because we're suffering so much under the Bush and the Bloomberg administration here in New York City.
So how are you then tying the issues within the communities and the young people who will be participating with the program and with, I guess, the Republican National Convention, but not only with elections that are coming up, but the everyday
issues. The long-term
issues.
Work, yeah. Right. Well, a lot of these young people are already involved in youth programs that are in these organizations, and Graciela can talk a little bit more also about some of the partner organizations that we're working with, but where many of these groups don't have an explicit program right now where they are addressing the RNC because they're involved in so much day-to-day on-the-ground work in their local communities. So one thing that we're hoping to address the RNC is we're having them come together and perhaps also facilitating dialogue about the RNC, you know, and about citywide strategies that can happen in local communities. to resist the RNC.
Graciela, why don't you jump in? Can you talk a little bit about some of this coalition work that's going on around the RNC, connecting it to the daily sort of work on the ground in organizations like the New York City AIDS Housing Network that you work with and the coalition Still We Rise that's organizing a march?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Still We Rise Coalition started because I feel like a lot of community-based organizations that were issue-based, that did a lot of on-the-ground work on specific issues like housing, AIDS, healthcare, welfare, immigration, wanted to have a voice during the Republican National Convention, which usually was taken over by activists, like young activists and people that were not directly and the most drastically affected by, you know, the policies. So we got together like as a coalition to plan a big rally on August 30th, which is, it's going to be a whole week of events, we understand, during the RNC. So we did want to have like a specific day that would be only talking about low-income communities of color. And we want to connect also with the New York City Summer because the youth, like Yvonne was saying, we want people to be involved beyond the RNC and beyond like a protest. We want people to know what is going on a daily level, underground work, 365 days of the year. Mm-hmm. All the actions that are going on during the summer, throughout the summer, everything that's being influenced by the Bush policy and leading up to this big event, to the rally and the marches, but also continuing after that. I think that the idea of the New York City summer is also showing people the possibility of a career as an organizer. And what's the effort that takes behind organizing a march and behind like getting everyone involved, like from the communities that are affected. So that's what we're trying to do.
Or sorry, just to add to that, or even beyond like a career as an organizer, even just the possibility for radical social change. This is Yvonne. Mm-hmm. Radical social change that is long-term and sustainable. Because so many times, I feel like with mobilizations, we get together, we run around, you know, we protest in the streets, we do sort of direct action types of things. But then what? You know, the next day, then what? Then what do we have to say for that? You know, so we're trying to address those things. And
one of the main ideas behind it is getting people accustomed to coalition building, and especially while you're young. I mean, it's being like a huge challenge, outreaching to as many groups as we can to like join in the Still We Rise Coalition. And we want to, you know, cultivate that, like different groups interacting. The New York City Summers are reaching to a diversity of different organizations, including neighborhood-based organization, issue-based, identity-based, around, you know, housing, AIDS, immigration, and cultivating that kind of solidarity.
So who are some of the other organizations, partnering organizations?
Okay. Some of the organizations are CAV, Communities Against Anti-Asian Violence, Critical Resistance, DRUM, Fury, Families United for Racial and Economic Justice, Moore Gardens, New York City Indie Media, and other groups. So that just shows like a lot of them are doing, you know, really great work around campaigns around the city.
And we're also hoping to outreach to young people from across the nation as well, so that not only can this be a massive citywide movement, but also maybe a nationwide movement as well. We're hoping to invite young people and from other areas around the country. Specifically, we're going to be outreaching to some, you know, groups out in the South and out in the Southwest, like the Southwest Organizers Project, the Southwest Workers Union, and so on and so forth, out in the Bay Area as well. And we're trying to provide stipends and scholarships for the students as well, and we're trying to do fundraising. So Alessandra maybe could provide some information, because we are definitely, if you have any information on or can help us out, that would benefit us.
Alessandra De Almeida, you are part of the Education Committee, and you also work with the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador. So a little bit about the structure of the organization, what its needs are, and then we can talk about popular education as well.
Okay, so right now we're currently in the process of creating a 6-week liberation school for students and activists, youth from New York City and around the country, where once a week they will be participating in one of our workshops with different themes, such as how to build a community organizing campaign, how to use the media, the history of the popular struggle in New York City and other places, and we're going to have facilitators to come to our workshops and work on that for us. We are currently in the process of fundraising for it, and we're looking for different ways that people, we're hoping that people contribute and support this group. You can reach us through www.nycsummer.org, or you can call 212-340-9462 and contact us in different ways that you can support this program.
Can you talk a little bit more, Alessandra, about sort of the goal of this kind of model where young people are both working with a community organization and doing these workshops sort of in dialogue, talking about history of activism, how to organize in the community? What's this popular education model?
Right. Well, excuse me, in the popular education model, the process is to take the students' background and work and that they're doing and bring it into the classroom and turn it into a space where they can network essentially this information. And I think just to go back to how this is, for example, related to the RNC, I think that each of these students in some ways are going to be representatives of these different community struggles, and it's going to be a space for them to relate that to the RNC and how they are essentially united in a struggle working against the Republican National Convention.
So what kind of curricula is being developed? I know you mentioned that there were going to be people from outside coming in to do workshops. Are you going to be relying on them as kind of consultants, or is there like an actual curriculum?
We're currently in the process of working on our curriculum. Mm-hmm. However, we are working with the different organizations. We have an advisory council, mm-hmm. and the representatives on the advisory council are from those community organizations that we're working with, and they're going to be in the process of helping us develop this curriculum and different projects that they want emphasized on. And I don't know if Yvonne can perhaps...
Well, Graciela, you're on the advisory council. Can you talk a little bit about sort of how you've been involved with that curriculum process, as well as Yvonne, but maybe also a little bit about how young people from your organization, for example, and other groups are getting involved and applications are going out soon?
Mm-hmm. I think that the New York City Summer has two different proposals. Like, one is already working with the youth that we are working and, like, supplementing some of the trainings that we have from inside the organization. We are going to give more a hands-on experience, like practical, like actually running a campaign, going out door knocking. And they're going to give, like, saying, like, the networking experience, like the opportunity for young people to, like, talk amongst themselves about the different work that they're doing. But for the Still We Rise Coalition, we do want to keep low-income people representing and keep them on the spotlight and making all the decisions. But we are open to all groups that want to get involved. Like, there are a lot of, you know, student groups, young people that want to find out how to participate with the Still We Rise Coalition. And people have been helping out, doing outreach and making phone calls, talking to their own groups and students, like participating in the meetings. So there's also the opportunity to get involved at whatever different level you want to, whether it's from the organization or if it's specifically about the RNC, you will definitely, you know, open for how people want to get involved.
Yvonne, the curriculum?
Right. As Alessandra said, that we're still in the process of creating the curriculum. And one thing about popular education is that what the curriculum will be is an ongoing process. So it's not only what the facilitators or what the, you know, quote-unquote instructors are putting down, you know, teach, but it's also what the students bring to the class, you know, to the classroom space as well. So, I mean, basically some of the things that we're, you know, the basic layouts of what we're going to go over include basic organizing skills for community organizers, the history of popular struggle in New York City, how to critique political systems in New York City, the dynamics of the left in New York, practice theory, practice color, and coalition building. But these are just sort of broad thematics, you know, that can be, are going to be very flexible and fluid and will be changed based on the feedback that we get from the youth that are admitted. And we do have an application that is online on our website. So if you go to www.nycsummer, that's one word, .org, you can apply for our program right now. If you can't get online and you are interested in applying, you can also contact us again at 212-340-9462, and we would be happy to send you a paper application as well.
So it sounds like the youth, you're kind of targeting youth who are within these organizations. Is there a space or for young people who are not even involved in organizations or activism as of yet?
This is going to be our first year of launching this project, and we would like to, one of our interests is the hope that the youth will continue their organizing in their communities after this, after having partaken in this 6 weeks of liberation schools. So our focus is on existing youth organizers, but you know, if we have an application from someone who is interested, and you know, if they are accepted, that would be wonderful, you know, and we would be really happy, and the door is open for different people to apply. We're hoping that next year we'll have more people involved in it, and you know, the spaces available for people would be increased.
So how many young people are you expecting to participate?
At this point, based on the resources that we currently have, mm-hmm. we're thinking 10 to 30. So the more funds that we get, the more people that we can actually have involved, you know. And this number will hopefully increase next year as well.
Right. So if you're listening and you want to help support the development of the next generation of activist youth organizers, what's the number again?
It is 212-340-9462.
Okay.
Thanks.
We just have a couple minutes left. Graciela, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, if young people do want to know how to get involved with community organizations and how to start, you know, organizing, but are not ready to dedicate themselves, you know, full-time intensively during the summer, they can also contact us at NICAN or at Still We Rise, and the website is www.stillwerise.org. And there's a membership form. You can sign up and say if you want to, you know, volunteer and spend some time with us, you know, doing outreach at whatever level you want of involvement, once a week, you know, twice a week, however much you want, you can contact us too.
So it's stillwerise.org.
Or you can call us at 718-802-9540.
Great. And just to wrap up, maybe, Yvonne, if you could emphasize one more time why this is sort of focused on young people who are already involved in community organizations, rather than sort of trying to reach people who haven't been sort of politicized or involved in activism yet. Why is there that focus?
Sure, right. Well, we're trying to help with capacity building in local communities. So the hope is that we're just sort of strengthening upon identified youth, you know, leaders that are already working in their communities to further be able to develop their faculties to help their communities in their struggles. And also the hope that if they are involved in the program, that they could continue their struggles, that there's the guarantee that they would continue their struggles as well.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that makes perfect sense. And even with when we were speaking earlier with Adrienne Brown, you know, it's a luxury for people to be able to pick up on this idea of getting Bush out of the office and solely put all their efforts towards that. But so many people, especially activists and organizations of within communities of color, have everyday work that they're doing, and we know the connection, but it's difficult to, you know, devote so much time towards that issue. So this, I think this is a great way of tying and making those connections and helping young people to see those connections.
Right. And if I could just add to that, I think Graciela brought this up before, but working with indigenous leaders, indigenous youth in the community also ensures that we're not taking people from the outside and sort of parachuting them into a community that's not their own.
Great. Yeah. Seems key.
Well, we will definitely want to continue covering the democracy schools in the summer and speak back with you all and even the youth who participate in it. We're running out of time. We're going to wrap up the show for today. Many thanks to all of our guests, Adrienne Brown, Yvonne Liu, Graciela Tanaki, and Alessandro. I don't want to mess up your last name. Can you say your last name for me?
It's De Almeida.
Okay, De Almeida. And our engineer today, T-Dub. I've been your host, I'm Saki, along with Nell. Thanks to Leanne for the music and production help. Nell doesn't want me to say happy birthday and that it was her birthday, but I am going to say big shout out to Nell. Happy birthday. Rise Up Radio, as always, is a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective, and thanks for tuning in.
We're going out with One Girl Revolution by Superchick. Thanks for listening, and of course, check out riseupradio.org. We'll have the show posted, and you can call us at
212-209-2948.
That's right. Give us a call. Let us know what you think of Rise Up Radio here on WBAI 99.5 FM, New York.